to another episode of Diary of a Wannabe Comedian with me, Belle Finn, a wannabe comedian. Now you can probably tell I'm in my new studio because it sounds very echoey. There's a primary reason for that, and that's because I have no blinds. I must be the only person in history that's got 100% hit rate of receiving blinds with parts missing or the wrong part. And not only that, I only find this out when I pay someone, a handyman, to come around and fit these things, and then they tell me they don't fit because it's the wrong part. Last time I ordered blinds from, I think they were 24/7 blinds, and they were terrible. Missing part, no apology, nothing, didn't care. This time I ordered from Blinds Direct, and it would appear I'm having similar treatment because I've heard nothing from my email. So my blinds can't go up. I wasted money on a saint because we have, what are they called? Silver Saints, I think they are, in London. And they come around and they do all your odd jobs. They did put my desk up though, and they did it very swiftly. So I'm very happy about that. And you are resting on my brand new desk, which goes up and down at the press of a button. Anyway, enough of that. Let's talk about something creative. I watched two creative things. I watched three things actually. I watched Black Bag. I went to see that yesterday. It was quite nice. It was a short film. I'm not sure I knew 100% of what was going on because, well, I just didn't. And probably wasn't paying attention enough. And then today I went to see Mickey 17, which I thought was a very good film, actually. I enjoyed it. And what is it about Brad Pitt seems to be taking over the world? He's executive producer on everything at the moment. So he was producer on this, and I noticed he was producer on Adolescence, I think, as well, which is in the news currently. And that's for a number of reasons. Not least the fact that how foolish, I'm going to try not to be too rude to him, because I'm sure he can't help it. He's obviously got some sort of brain disease or something. But our dear leader, Starmer, decided to say that it was a documentary in Parliament today. Adolescence, a documentary, and as a consequence, all these crazies sitting on the left are now saying that we need to clamp down on, well, probably free speech, but need to clamp down on youngsters are looking at social media, blah, 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 blah. Social media is not going away, guys. You know, it really isn't going away. And so we need to start equipping children to use it responsibly. I'm simply saying you can't use it. It's just not the right answer. Technically, you couldn't smoke under the age of 16, but I can confirm you manage it. Technically, you can't drink under the age of 18, but I can confirm you manage it. So, you know, what is this about trying to ban children from using social media? It's just a load of old rubbish, isn't it? And anyway, I watched Adolescence and I thought, yeah, it's a good piece of art. It's 4 episodes and they're shot end to end. You know, like that movie 1917? They're shot like that, as though they're one continuous sequence. And it's very impressive. And the acting was amazing. The writing was very good. Take it as a story. And it's great. It's thought-provoking. It's all the things that you need art to be. But if you walk out of there and somebody in a position of power, in fact, in the ultimate position of power, turns around and refers to it as a documentary, then you know you're in trouble, really. In my opinion, it's not indicative of this country. In fact, actually, when I did watch it, although, like I say, I enjoyed it as a piece of art, thought it was very good, but I did, in the back of my mind, think this is very dated. I'm sorry, all this Andrew Tate stuff and incels and whatnot, it feels very dated to me. Now, maybe you just don't hear about it anymore and it is still going on. I'm sure it is still going on to a certain extent, but it's just not the problem that it once was, say 10 years ago, maybe even longer. It's just really dated, and that surprised me actually. But as I say, I took it for the good piece of art it was. And then you've got government taking it further. But there you go. That's the times that we live in. In other news, I went to see a guy called Rob Parsons on Tuesday. I didn't know what to expect. I bought the ticket. It was one of those. It landed in my inbox. And I thought, why not? It was, 3-4 months. It was last year, actually, I bought the ticket. and it was, yeah, it was okay. It was not really aimed at me because I'm a single person living a very hedonistic life. And this was very much about family. It did talk about, well, it's a charity basically, but he did talk about his life. And he was a lawyer, so I always find that interesting. And I did actually sign up to donate a very small amount because I'm not working, but I did sign up to donate a small amount because they were giving away a box of books and I can't resist a box of books. So I will keep donating for a few months until I think they've had the value of these books. But after that, I don't think it's kind of the charity that's really me. But you never know, do you? Maybe I'll go and see him again. It seems he's got a bit of a cult following and it does fit in with my year of spirituality because he is the man behind him is God, essentially. His faith, his spirituality is everything. And he did recommend one of the books in the box, actually, it's gone out of print, but he's bought the rights to print it. And it's kind of, when everything's bad, actually, no, wait there, I'm gonna go in the other room and get it. Yeah, I was completely wrong. How can it be all right when everything is all wrong? And it's by a guy called Lewis B. Smeads. And it's obviously very religious in places. But as soon as I started reading it, it's like, oh my word. This opening bit, this is talking about grace. This is talking about gratitude. And I've kind of dropped off the gratitude diary train. Is that the right word? I haven't done it for a while. So I did it again today for the first time in a long time and I feel so much better. So there you go. We should all do gratitude. Much love and gratitude.